This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. And as he does each week, Kevin Roderick of LA Observed joins me now. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Lisa.
So let's talk about this slice of movie history through the sale of 70,000 photographs to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. What's in this archive?
Yeah, it's the Bison Archives. This is a very interesting collection, impressive collection, pulled together by a guy named Mark Wanamaker, who I believe was in about 1971. He just started collecting photographs showing studio and movie history on his own. And ever since then, he's been collecting and collecting and collecting, and he's amassed a very important collection that historians use all the time, documentarians use all the time. When I was at the LA Times, we would make use of his pictures all the time. And in my books, I include pictures from the Bison Archives because he has found and he makes available really interesting pictures rarely seen of the old days of Hollywood and studios.
So can you give some examples?
Well, let's see. I ran a nice picture on the website over the weekend of a truck identified as the Jesse Lasky Feature Play Company. It's the old kind of truck that they used to take people out to the movie sets. Mm-hmm. You know, they used to film everything outside and out on location, mostly around town. And the back of the truck is filled with people dressed in Indian headgear. They're looking like, I don't know whether they really are Native Americans, but they're dressed in that style of headgear that you saw so much in Western movies. Mm. I saw an interesting one of the actor in costume as Frankenstein sitting back in a chair, drinking a cup of coffee and smoking a cigarette. That's kind of fun. Really nice picture of the front of the United Artists Theater with Mary Pickford's name on the marquee.
So they'll be in the Academy's collection, not necessarily displayed in any way.
Well, the Academy has about 10 million photographs already in the Margaret Herrick Library in Beverly Hills. This collection will become part of that collection. And it's a good timing because, you know, as you, the Oscars Academy is planning to develop the former May Company site that's part of the LA County Museum of Art at Wilshire and Fairfax into a Hollywood museum. And I think a number of these photos will have to show up in there. I think that might be behind some of the thinking on acquiring the Bison Archives.
Wow, interesting slice of our history. Let's switch gears to some of what else you've been covering on LA Observed, and that is campaign treasurer Kindi Durkee. She pleaded guilty on Friday to swindling $7 million from a lot of politicians around the state. What does this mean going forward for those politicians?
Well, the Kindi Durkee case is a sad episode for California Democrats in particular. Some candidates are out millions of dollars, primarily Senator Dianne Feinstein, who, if she faced a real serious campaign challenge this year, could be in big trouble because her campaign accounts have been depleted. The bad news, I think, for California Democrats is that as she pled guilty in a plea deal on Friday in federal court in Sacramento, there was nothing discussed about her paying back any of the money or any real explanation of where the money is. So that puts some candidates in a real tough spot because we're right here in the middle of an election season. Many of them are already tapped out. They've gone to all of their contributors, and their contributors have reached the maximum contribution limit.
So even though she's off the scene, the damage has cascading effects.
I think we'll be feeling this in certain parts of Democratic politics in particular for years to come.
Oh, sure. Okay. Kevin Roderick, LA Observed, joins us each Monday. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Lisa.